The previous maximum rebate was $3,750, whereas the new one will be $2,500. This is because in 2015, the number of residential installations more than doubled, but the fund that pays for the state's solar rebate came in short, dropping from $17 million to $4 million. The change is intended to ensure that the fund doesn't run out of money for rebates before the end of the year. Solar installers have generally not been excited about the reduction, but James Hasselbeck with Revision Energy says it's offset by the falling cost of solar panels.
If you look at percentages instead of just straight dollar figures, someone moving forward with the system on Monday at the lower rebate value is going to have, a very similar return as someone, who moved forward with the system 6 months ago.
This is not the first time the rebates have been reduced. When the program was first introduced in 2010, the maximum rebate was $6,000. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.